Blog Talk Radio.
Food Fun Nation Radio, brought to you by foodfunnation.com. Chef Sean and Tech Rob bringing you another Food Fun filled Blog Talk Radio episode. Food Fun Nation, where we celebrate food with you. From the chef's tested recipes to foodie news, restaurant insider info to small talk, we do it all for you. Now pull up a seat to the chef's table and let's dig into this hot and spicy episode live from the chef's studio. Call in at 1-347-677-1646 or live chat with us on the radio page. And go give us a like on our Facebook fan page at Food Fun Nation. We are now on the air with the culinary hosts that know the most. Take it away, guys.
Well, hey, Nation, it's Tech Rob here. Another last-minute writing episode. I felt like we were going to get another malfunction at the beginning of this show because just as I said, you got 18 seconds to go on, the call drops. And I'm like, no! Okay, but that didn't happen. I called back in and Chef didn't have to do anything this time. Okay, so I don't know if I'm actually thankful for those little mishaps because it adds to the show. But at the same time, I was actually ready for this show all year long. This is my last solo show. Solo number 4 is the way Sean calls it, Independent Food Fun Show number 4. And whenever I hear the number 4, I think of Sean and his little Chinese impersonation of combo number 4. He wants to fight Chihuahua. He does his little, yeah, it's funny. Number 4, you want number 4? Yeah, it's funny. What he says about the show is Tech Rob will be rocking the Casbah for the last time this season in this last indie show. I don't know where we are going out, but I sure know where we've been. Welcome to our second last food fun filled episode right here. We enjoy spending some time with you, and we will be keeping it real in this one with the chef sitting back, working in the studio, and enjoying this one with all of our loyal listeners. Food Fun Nation Radio, we celebrate food with you. That's his slogan. He likes it, and he uses it. And, yeah, I was going to intend my last show to be a chef appreciation show, as I did that a couple times last year. I noticed I thought I was doing one a year, but then of course first year we didn't do any. The second year I think we did one or none. We probably did none, because I think we did two in a row, and we had Chef Alex and Chef Sean as two of the guinea pigs for that concept of a show, and we did it all in one year. I just wanted to think that we can use this show for more than one thing, and I didn't get off my lazy butt to go find a chef to chit-chat with. Not that there's none out there, not that I don't know any, because I know lots. I mean, I've been in this field for 31 years. I was introduced, as you can read from the Facebook and all that fun stuff, but I was introduced to this field when I was 14 years old at Northwood Foods or Northwood High School, working in the food service. I can't remember the actual name of the program. I do remember the paperwork. I do remember going in and doing my thing in the kitchen, where the teacher, she was pretty strict, but at the same time, she was fun. Typical lunch lady, if you want to picture Chris Farley and his lunch lady. But she got a different job, or she got a new teacher. Well, we got a new teacher, Don Harris. He's a chef. I was actually intending to find him, and because a friend of mine actually seems to know where to get a hold of him, see what he's up to. I know that when I was in the as a guest of the CLE, he was the guy that had the fish shack there, the Cajun fish shack, and I bought a T-shirt and had his recipe on the back, which I would have enjoyed reading for you guys, but never came to, never happened. I don't have the shirt no more. I usually keep all the shirts, but the shirts I wear, they wear out, and the shirts I keep are the ones that I don't want to wear out no more. And so that one I didn't end up keeping. But I met that teacher, and that was one chef. That was the first chef. The first time I ever met a chef was him. And from that, I took that course 4 times, all to stay away from math and any of the other things that Northwood High School offered, like the automotives. I did take the one class I needed to, not really needed to take, but just to have the feel for the school. I did do the boy classes. I never did any of the cosmetology or any of the girl classes, but Northwood was a hands-on teaching school, and the students ran the cafeteria. The first two classes was basically prep and cooking for lunch, and class number three, which I never did take class number, like the third semester, the third class of the day, I never did take that course because it was cleanup. So, and that wasn't fun for me. I mean, it's always fun making the mess, but it's never fun cleaning it up, right? But if you're a good chef, you clean as you go, and that's it. Anyway, I actually never intended that part of the show. I just thought I like the non-scripted idea of writing these shows. So I thought, oh, let's see what happens, and that's where we go with that. So it's not a chef appreciation show. It's pretty much a leftover show because, well, with the mishap of last episode where Sean gave you some news, I listened to a little bit today. I had intentions to listen to the whole thing because I'm recording them and putting them all on MP3, that I was going to actually get it recorded and get it on MP3 so that Sean can make some space. Well, I don't even know if we're wasting the space of our website, but I got good news for that. Our website is pretty much ending in like 2 years or a year, because it's 2018 now. So we got all the rest of this year, all of next year, but sometime in 2020 we may be losing the website. But I have a friend who knows a friend that can probably get us some free web space. So if we can just maintain our website names. I can probably get this information and keep it online for you guys to see, just as you are seeing it now. But who knows? That's the future. Let's live in the now, right? So the website's pretty good. So this is going to be a leftover show because I got some stuff that I didn't get to read off from previous shows. And it was only a couple episodes or a couple articles that I found. And then I found a last-minute one today. And if I was to continue where we left off last week, I would have needed the Brat decline to show up today. So he's staying home, or he's staying in bed, or I think he's actually playing his game. He's playing ukulele on my PS4. It's a brother to the Donkey Kong 64 format. Oh, yeah. I actually forgot about the small talk. Well, I talked about so much about my past there a little bit. I left out some of my small talk. Or I can just actually start all over again. Actually, just kidding. But anyway, here's my last minute, right? Stressful, but seem to find strange thrill in it. Okay, yeah, see, the last minute writing is stressful, but I seem to find a strange thrill in it. This show was the easiest show so far in the sense I knew I had at least two leftover articles, which I just told you about, so there you go. I have more, but they needed this show the way they were intended. That's what I was just bringing up. I needed Randy, and they were intended for those shows, so we didn't use them. I noticed that when me and Sean actually have shows, and I see that we skipped an article or we didn't read something that he had planned because we ran out of time or whatever. I noticed he never brings those back up. And so I was wondering, that's what gave me the original idea of a leftover show. And I still have some of them because I almost have every one of our shows still on paper, except it's in the scrap paper pile and I never go through it again because once you see two shows stacked on top of each other, it seems like one show, and my eyes are shot. I can't read this crap. I mean, it's not crap, but I can't read through every show to see which one I want, like which one was good. Like, there is a recipe, and this is only shows how much of a procrastinator I am and how much of a go-getter Sean is. Sean asks me to put a recipe on the website with the radio page. I said, yeah, I can do it. I can pretty much do it right after this show. I can do it right now. And I know I can because, one, I had at that my fingertips all the information. All it would have been was click and paste, copy and paste, just doot-doot. I can do it. Simple. I didn't get to it. To this day, I still didn't get to it. I'm talking about it, and it was supposed to be done by the end of that day, and I didn't do it. And so, I'm thinking, well, one, with the new format of the radio page, as URC is under construction, I have columns there making it so that I could actually do that. But I don't know if I want to actually do it as a recipe picture, like worded text picture, or do it as a button where you go to another page and then you get the recipe. And that might be cool, too. Who knows? But, so, as I said, Randy changes his mind at the last minute so far. It's just a Just Me show. I had a Chef Appreciation show. Plants, yeah, I said that already, too. I knew, this is why I don't write these things down, because I don't read it the way I write it down. But never reached out to our friends. I know we could have talked to chefs or a different kind of person than the home cook, but as you've noticed, our chef Sean is different from most chefs. This is our hobby, showing you, the listener, you can do in your kitchen what chefs do in the big kitchen. I'm glad I found that spot because, yeah, I didn't want to leave this show without saying that, but I would have forgot. I'm glad I looked at my notes. See, that's why you write notes now, right? So, small talk with myself. Montreal versus Toronto. Montreal got the big goose egg. Montreal is out of the playoffs, so I'm okay with the fact that they lost to Toronto. Toronto is doing phenomenal with their home game winning streak. I mean, they're not doing their winning streak, per se, as in they're losing when they're out of town. But when they're at home, they're winning. They've done 12 in a row now. This is the most they've ever done. And it just blows my mind. The team's over 100 years old, and they've never won 12 games at home in a row before. It just boggles my mind. It's such a small number for such an old team. But good for them. It's a small number for an old team like that. That's good for them. And as this show came from, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. I did indulge a little bit. When do I do anything? A little bit. So I sat. Oh, yeah. Are you guys watching what the chef is doing with his wrestling hobby show? I have sat in on two of his live shows. It's interesting. It's neat. I feel like a little bit of a of a, not a Jim Ross, because I'm more of a fan than the know-it-all. I think Sean would be the Jim Ross because he would be the know-it-all. But he's actually acting as Vince McMahon, and he's putting together this awesome wrestling thing that I can't even wrap my mind around. I mean, I want to be able to do it myself too, and it's just like Randy watches people play Nintendo all the time, and now Sean's doing it, and it's like, and he's in his 40s, right? So he's an old man. Like us, act like kids again. But that's the fun. It is the fun. And then there's people that sign up on the chat room. You can chit-chat with other fans. And they're all asking Sean for favors. It's like, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? And it's like, hey, knock it off. But, yeah, that was only one guy. I was just remembering that one moment. So, anyways, I sat in on two of his live uploads. He is having fun. His recording schedule varies. He travels in his own flow. Looks fun in real wrestling. Oh, yeah, in real wrestling, John Cena challenges The Undertaker, my favorite guy. I don't know if he should have done that, but at the same time, I don't see the point. So you beat an old man, or the old man beats you. Okay. I hope it generates the crowd it expects. Well, Undertaker does still put people in the seats, but he is getting slow, and he's leaving more and more of his uniform in the ring when he leaves every single WrestleMania. What's next? His tights? No, keep them on, please. Yeah, so Undertaker is a wrestle when he wants to kind of guy. I do wish they would use him more because I think he can still do it. He thinks he can still do it, but I guess his body's telling him he can't, and so he's listening to his body, and he's only wrestling once a year, if at all. I still would have liked to have seen the Sting and Undertaker match, you know, but neither one of them are in their prime anymore. Like, Undertaker's going to do his tombstone to Sting, and Sting will die because Sting's neck screwed up, you know, so, no, it's like, whatever. All right, so the other is from last show. This was a list of 10 healthy snacks you can make in 10 minutes. It was found online from bbcgoodfood.com. So I'm not sure if these ideas could be made on this side of the planet or maybe a little different. And, of course, I picked the wrong list first. There we go. So, number one, peanut hummus with fruit and veg sticks. Drain a 380 carton chickpeas and reserve the liquid. Tip 3/4 of the chickpeas into a food processor with 3 tablespoons of the chickpea liquid, and then with the zest and juice of 1/2 lemon, 1 tablespoon tahini. See, again, words I can't even pronounce. 1/2 minus 1. Oh, wait. That's the next one. 1 tablespoon smoked paprika. 2 tablespoons roasted unsalted peanuts. And 1 teaspoon repressed oil. Blitz and smooth. Then stir in the remaining yang 1/4 of the chickpeas. Cut 4 celery sticks and 2 carrots into batons. Basically, I guess, make carrot sticks and celery sticks. Then core 2 crisp red apples and cut into slices. You can use the remaining 1/2 lemon to squeeze over the apples to keep them from browning. Which, why not? You don't want brown apples. Serve with the peanut hummus. 2. Avocado and strawberry smoothie. Take 1/2 avocado, peel it, stone it, and cut into chunks. Put the avocado, 150 grams, 1/2 strawberries, 4 tablespoons low-fat natural yogurt, 200 milliliters of semi-skimmed milk, and some lemon or lime juice and honey if desired, into a blender and whiz until smooth. If the consistency is too thick, add a little water. 3. Apple and blueberry bircher. Now, I was going to actually make a list of all the questions I'm going to ask a chef, because I don't know what a bircher is. And I was hoping by reading this I would find out, but I still don't know. In mix 200 g porridge oats with half teaspoon ground cinnamon in a large bowl. Stir in 500 milliliters apple juice and 4 grated apples. Then gently fold in 200 grams of blueberries. Allow it to stand for 5 minutes before serving. Any leftovers can be popped in the fridge overnight to be eaten the next day for breakfast. 4. Smashed bean dip. Drain and rinse a 400 g can of cannellini beans and a 400 gram can of chickpeas. Put 200 grams cannellini beans and the 200 grams of chickpeas into a food processor with the juice of 2 lemons, 2 crushed garlic cloves, 2 teaspoons of ground cumin, and 100 milliliters of Greek yogurt. Then whiz until smooth. Tip in the rest of the beans and chickpeas and pulse once to get a very chunky dip. Stir in the zest of 1 lemon and plenty of seasoning. Then sprinkle with toasted pumpkin seeds if desired, which I don't understand. Serve the celery sticks. Leftover dip can be stored in the fridge. 5. Instant yogurt, berry yogurt. Put 250 g's of frozen mixed berries, 250 g 0% fat Greek yogurt, and 1 tablespoon of honey or grape syrup into a food processor and blend for 20 seconds until it came together to a smooth ice cream texture. Scoop into bowls and serve immediately. Salmon and chive bagel topper, number 6. Flake one cooked salmon fillet, about 100 g's, into a bowl. I would assume a small can of the flake salmon or tuna or whatever. You don't actually get the fish. Unless you do. Add 200 g's reduced fat soft cheese, the zest and juice of a half a lemon, 2 tablespoons snipped chives, and plenty of black pepper. Yeah. Mash everything together with a fork. Split 4 multi-seed bagels in half. Lightly toast the bagel halves, then spread with the salmon mixture and top with a handful of watercress. Serve immediately. Number 7. 10-minute winter fruit compote. This one didn't look easy, but it kind of does. All it is a microwave stuff. Put 500 g mixed dried fruit, 200 milliliter fresh orange juice, half a cinnamon stick, 6 cloves, and 6 black peppercorns into a microwave bowl. Microwave on high for 4 to 5 minutes. 425, not 45. Stirring halfway through until the juices become sticky and the fruits are plump. Leave the compote to stand for a minute and serve in bowl with spoonful of yogurt or fromage free. Heat beetroot and mini dip. Put 250g vacuum packed beetroot and half teaspoon ground cumin in a small bowl of a fruit processor, season and blend until smooth. Tip into a bowl, add 2 teaspoons chopped mint and a squeeze of lemon juice, then gently stir through 3 tablespoons half fat cream flanché to get a rippled effect. Sprinkle with extra mint leaves and a few pinches of negilla seeds. 9. Carrot and humus roll-ups. Spread 200g humus between 4 seeded wraps. Coarsely grate 4 carrots and scatter on top of the humus, finishing each wrap with a small handful of rocket leaves and some seasoning. Roll up and eat. I don't know what rocket leaves are. Egg and asparagus sliders, or soldiers, number 10. And it's probably going to be my last one. Steam 7 spears of asparagus until tender and soft. Boil an egg. Follow our guide to get a perfectly runny yolk. Oh, I don't know how to do that. You have to look that up. Cut the soft-boiled egg in half and serve with the asparagus for dipping. I'm not an asparagus fan. But that's that list of 10 snacks you can make in 10 minutes. And I had the 2 other articles, and they showed longer than they needed with all my ranting at the beginning. So, all right. As the chef would say, we celebrate food with you, and as I say, ciao.
We hope all of our culinary food fun has you soul satisfied. Until next time, with a few laughs delivered with a feel-good guarantee. Or this one is free on us. Food Fun Nation Radio. We celebrate food with you.